No, it's something that we pride ourselves on as a team. You know, we know if we can keep the back door shut, we've got the creative players up front and in midfield to cause teams problems, and you know that's what we're doing, and hopefully we can replicate that on Saturday.
And what is perhaps more impressive is that there's been quite a lot of disruption in the back line, and if you play back three, back four, you've had different keepers come in as well, and you've managed to keep that consistency. Now, Anders Lindegaard made his debut on Tuesday. How was it playing?
Yeah, really well. We managed to get a few training sessions with him, so that was good. You know, a really experienced player, commanding and talking. So, yeah, it's been good. We've been blessed with, you know, some good keepers here, and Anders is no different. Like I say, he's got a lot of experience, so that'll stand us in good stead with the games coming up.
He's got a big act to follow, hasn't he, with Jordan Pickford in the way that he was in the first half of the season, and we know the quality that Sam's got as well, so he's got big boots to fill.
He has, yeah. Like I say, we've been blessed with good keepers here, and even Declan Rudd, when he had his time here, was unbelievable as well. So, yeah, he's got big boots to fill, but, you know, he's been at the highest level. He's played in the big games and, you know, he's got a lot of experience. So, hopefully he can, you know, pass that on to us and kick on for these games.
Good to see Jordan playing for Sunderland in the Premier League, and Declan Rudd's got his chance in goal at Norwich as well. Are you in contact with him at all? Have you passed on messages?
Yeah, I spoke to him briefly, obviously when Jordan got his new deal and stuff. Yeah, it's no surprise that they've gone on and kicked on and got into the team. We knew how good they were. We were just gutted for ourselves that we were losing them. But, you know, to go and play in the Premiership as they're doing week in, week out is brilliant for them.
And 14th in the Championship, Tom, if you consider as well where the promoted sides from League One last year are in Bristol City and MK Dons, you must be pleased with where you are at the minute.
Yeah, we're pleased with the transition that we've made. You know, we've got players that haven't played in the league before. We've got players that have got experience in it. So, yeah, we've done okay. We'd like to, you know, turn a few draws into wins, but you know it's a difficult league, and we're coming up against good, experienced teams. So yeah, we feel like we've done okay. And, you know, we've got 17 games to go now to try and push on even more and get the points on the board.
Do you have a target for yourself or as a group of players as where you'd now like to be?
I don't think so, no, you can't. I don't think in this league you've got to take each game as it comes. Like I say, it's a difficult league and wins are hard to come by sometimes. So, yeah, we're going to each game confident in his own ability in the team. But, yeah, we take each game as it comes.
And you've got Huddersfield on Saturday at Deepdale, obviously a club that's close to your heart. But what are you expecting from them on the pitch? Because they've been a bit inconsistent this season.
Yeah, they've obviously got the new manager, speaking to a few of the lads. You know, the training's a lot different, a lot more intense, and training at different times in the night and stuff. So, yeah, they've had to change a lot of things, but, you know, they've got a lot of attacking quality in their team and play with a bit of freedom as well. So, it's, you know, we obviously lost away from home and we're looking to go on better and get the result that we need at home.
Yeah, that defeat, the 3-1 on Boxing Day at Huddersfield. Is it fair to say that was one of the worst performances of the season?
Yeah, it was very frustrating. It just didn't seem to go well from the start. Yeah, it's something that hasn't happened many times this season, and you know, through my time being here, really, we've always been consistent and had the odd few blips, but you know, luckily after that game we went on and kicked on after that as well.
You've played more games for Preston than you have Huddersfield now, even though you spent so much time there, it's your hometown club. Mm. What are your emotions? Do you have any extra emotions when you go into a game against a side that you are so connected with?
I think the home game was a bit more sort of special, going back and seeing everyone behind, who work in the offices and still the staff that work there. But players-wise, it's all changed, really. So on that side of it, it's not really, you're not going back and meeting any players that you played with. It's more just the staff that was there that, I'm sort of remembering being there when I was 8 years old, that's still there. So, yeah, it's good, and, you know, I'm just looking forward to it. But it's the next game, and it's an important game.